Moving now to a conversation that's a difficult one. Should the age of consent be lowered from 18 to 16? Does the POCSO Act criminalize consensual relationships between teenagers? Can the idea of consent ever be clearly understood for adolescents? Is it free will or the law that truly defines consent? Well, the Law Commission's suggestions to the government against lowering the age of consent has reopened this raging debate. The Commission says that the changing of age of consent could expose children further to exploitation. However, the Law Commission has also called for judicial discretion while dealing with such cases involving teenagers. Now, this statement cannot be viewed in isolation. It comes in the backdrop of many cases in the past where courts have championed sexual relationships between consenting teenagers who are between 16 to 18 years of age. In fact, the Chief Justice of India himself said that POCSO cases involving teenagers with a romantic and consensual relationship have been particularly challenging to adjudicate on. Now, left, right and center tonight, the age of consent debate, and is the idea of consent for adolescents a grey area? Well, joining me on the program tonight, I'm being joined by Karuna Nandi, an advocate of the Supreme Court. Also with me, Ashwini Dubey, senior advocate of the Supreme Court. Lalita Kumar Mangalam, former chairperson of the National Commission for Women and member of the BJP, is also with me. Thanks very much, all of you, for joining us. Karuna Nandi, first to you. How do you look at the Law Commission's report? The Law Commission essentially says that, you know, the age of consent is sacrosanct. It must not be tinkered with, is what the Law Commission says. Do you think lowering the age of consent could reduce the impact of, you know, POSO and, you know, when it comes to child trafficking and child prostitution? Do you think it could have an adverse impact on that?
The Law Commission has failed to keep a certain amount of clarity in terms of law enforcement. When you look at the enforcement of child marriage laws, which is the reason that they give for not lowering the age of consent, then the two are actually not related, because there's a judgment called Independent Thought of the Supreme Court, which says that if somebody is married and, you know, refuses consent, then and if they are under 18, then that refusal is valid. But in addition, the statutory rape laws also apply, right? So the child marriage laws are the whores of the age of consent. The two are not necessarily overlapping at all. Hmm. The second issue here is that the Child Rights Convention has looked at this issue in a fair amount of detail, and nowhere is have they said that the age of consent must be as high as 18. 18 is very high. Now, the reason is that you have then two teenagers, for example, at the age of 17, who both consensually have intercourse, right? But one isn't capable of giving consent, the woman. Mm. And so then it's statutory rape. Yes. Right? And then who brings the case? Usually those cases come when the boy is of another caste, or a case of kidnapping and of rape is then registered.
Family that actually, you know, registers complaints under the POCSO Act. And we'll come to that. But one point that you made about clarity, that's something that, you know, is extremely important, because Ashwini Dubey, the Law Commission in its report also makes points about, you know, tacit approval. And if there is tacit approval, then the punishment should be reduced. What does it actually mean? And the Law Commission actually goes on to differentiate between consent and tacit approval. Is that not complicating the debate around consent and essentially saying that consent is subjective?
This has been left over to the wisdom of the courts. Courts to consider this gray area. Gray area means whether the consent was implied. This is one. And the second, the so far as the age gap is concerned between 16 to 18, what were the circumstances? And as rightly pointed out by Honorable Chief Justice of India in one of the matter, that there is a romanticism when the people fall in love, the two consented adults, then that should not be rated. But there are certain amendments why Law Commission has not, reduced the age. But of course, that by suggesting the amendment in Section 4 and Section 8 of the POCSO Act relating punishment for penetrative sexual assault and punishment for sexual assault.
Yes.
The court said that the child on whom the offense was committed at the offense was at the age of 16 or above, and where the special court, if satisfied, means that it has been left over to the wisdom of the special court. If court is satisfied that the relationship between the accused and the child has been intimate, it can in its discretion impose lesser sentence than 10 years. Now, number two, it is an admitted fact that this POCSO Act is a general neutral law. So it is not that specifically that whosoever the person, the victim is. It is a general neutral law. So considering that, even this amendment in Section 18 of the Juvenile Justice Care and Protection of Children Act, which has been suggested by Law Commission, by various reports, and also by considering the directions of the Gwalior Bench of Madhya Pradesh High Court and Dharwad Bench of Bangalore High Court. So Law Commission has suggested, let's see what will happen tomorrow. But yes, as of now...
But the grey area that you're talking about, you know, at a time when we're saying things like, you know, no means no and yes means yes, how, you know, is it not complicating the debate around consent? Lalitha Kumar Mangalam come in on this point. You know, there have been many cases in the past where we have seen that courts have championed sexual and intimate relationships between, teenagers between the age of 16 to 18 years of age, saying that there is enough maturity at the time of the sexual relationship that the adolescent could have exercised. Many a times we see that, you know, it's their families who actually register complaints under the POCSO Act, but their sexual relationship was completely consensual. The CJI himself has said, Delhi High Court recently also, said that the POCSO Act is meant to protect and not criminalize consensual relationships.
Okay, I'm not going to delve into the legal aspect. Let me give you where the social gaps are. I agree that it's a very gray area, and it's been made even grayer by several decisions given by several courts in the country, not just the Supreme Court. First, to start with, I'd like to say that, you know, I sometimes find it difficult and I find it very ridiculous that every issue in this country has to be decided by a court. I don't think it's really necessary in this day and age, but nonetheless, that seems to be now the habit. And a Supreme Court that used to really be, the last court of appeal for constitutional issues has now become, a court of appeal for every small thing that we feel is not right with our society. Having said that, this is a country where girls, I'm not talking about, my personal opinions here are not going to be talked about because this is not about my personal opinion. We live in a country where a 12-year-old girl, when raped and goes ask for help, nobody bothers to help her. We also live in a country where obviously young children whose hormones are running haywire are having sex with each other. Fine. The point is not that. The point is that young girls, even today in India, really do not have the agency to give consent.
That's an important point you're making, Lalitha Kumar Mangalam.
Let me just finish. Give me half a minute. Just give me half a minute.
Go ahead.
Secondly, very often cases are filed when they say that the young girl has got pregnant. Now, we have no sex education in our schools. Forget sex education. We don't even have education about reproductive health in our schools. Children want to have sex.
Let me get Karuna Nandi to respond to that question. Karuna Nandi, the point that Lalitha Kumar Mangalam is making.
We are only, one last point. We are only talking about rights. We are forgetting that everybody with a right also has a responsibility. We have to teach these children, and we are not. So my point is that India is nowhere near ready to have the age of consent lowered, apart from the kidnapping and, you know, the child sex trafficking, etc., which will increase. My real point is this, that they don't have the agency to say yes. And I'm not saying they're wrong when they say yes. That's their personal problem. But tomorrow,
Karuna Nandi, respond to that, because one reality also is the fact that, you know, child sex abuse cases have been on the rise. I mean, just this year we saw that POCSO cases have gone up almost by 30%. So we also have to keep the larger picture in mind, as Lalitha Kumar Mangalam was pointing out. There is very little awareness, very little sex education. There's also this whole issue of parental autonomy that comes in. So, you know, you have to keep the larger picture in mind as well.
I think people, and I'm not speaking of Ms. Kumara Mangalam here, but I think in the general debate, a lot of people confuse the age at which sexual activity will be criminalized versus the age of consent. Now, nobody is saying that children, you know, that teenagers should be running around having sexual intercourse. It's, in most cases, a bad idea, right? Mm. However, should some teenagers be criminalized in a default manner where there's no mens rea to rape and be convicted per se of statutory rape where the sexual intercourse happens?
Right. Ashwini Dubey, your response to that, that's an important point that Karunanandi is making, that, you know, there's also this whole thing about intent, and which is what a lot of courts have actually talked about as well, that there was no intent to...
There is no intent requirement in statutory rape.
Yes, but the whole argument here is also that POCSO is actually meant to protect children and not criminalize consensual relationships. So, you know, your response to what Karunanandi is saying there, Ashwini Dubey.
There are two things. So that is why we have to see the Law Commission, which has very rightly has suggested that the court, while dealing with these cases, will see that whether there is tacit approval of the child, the age gap between the accused and the child should not be more than 3 years. Accused does not have any criminal record. Accused bear a good conduct after the occurrence of the offense. And then accused married the child up on attaining majority and they are leading a happy married life. And the other thing is whether any child was born in a relationship between accused and the child, that those things has to be dealt by the special court. Now, the second aspect. In 2012, this act was brought in with the sole principle that all children have the right to protection from the sexual abuse and exploitation. And that is why this act should not discriminate based on the gender. But yes, I agree with the Karuna to some extent that there should be an amendment.
It's not Karuna, you don't know me.
Okay, go ahead. No, that's an important point there you're making also. But, you know, Lalita Kumar Mangala, my last question to you. You know, are you in a sense, or at least the implication here is that you're telling, you know, teenagers between 16 and 18 years of age to be biologically defunct, or at least that's what the message is being sent.
Because
we're not getting into the legal bit of it. But
I said this very clearly, that that's the age when hormones are running rampant, that children will have sex. They have so much access to so much stuff on visual media. You can't blame them. My point is that have we given them enough information for them to keep, you have sex, but have safe sex? Hmm. Have we given them the information? We haven't. Maybe in a few families, in some very elite schools, for the most part, I'm not talking about the young boys. I'm talking about young girls in India. What are they taught from the time they, I think, can almost read and talk and run around? That shadi is very important in India. Somehow you have to get hold of a boy and get married. Okay, I'm generalizing. I agree there are large swaths of the country where this does not happen.
Hmm. So of course, that's a whole different debate.
Women in India, including young girls, just do not have even that. Most of them don't know what consent means.
Okay, so, I mean, of course, it's a raging debate, and that is a kind
point,
of, you know, divided house we see. I'm afraid I'm completely running out of time.
Children, do we really want 16-year-olds running around having children?
Okay.
So, I mean, a child is not a toy.
We want them to go to jail.
Responsibility. Yes.
You also don't want to criminalize adolescents for having sex. I'm afraid I might be running out of time. Thanks so much for joining us on Left, Right and Center. Tonight, of course, it's a debate that we'll continue to have and a conversation that must be had given the fact that there are many flaws in the POCSO Act itself. There needs to be more fast-track courts, and we need to evolve with time itself, but we're running out of time on Left, Right and Center from all of us here. Goodbye.